Hey, where were your parents originally from?
From Austria. Come in 1880.
Okay, both your parents, or?
No, my daddy.
Okay, where was your mother from?
From Wama, Schoenberg.
Here in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, when were you born?
1901.
Where at?
Wama, Texas.
Okay, when did you move here?
In this country here? 1926.
Have you been a farmer since you moved here, or?
I've been a farmer all my life.
Could you tell me something about the times when you moved here?
What do you mean, what day?
What was the situation here? Were there a lot of people, or?
No, there was quite a few, but there's more now. But there's more farmers them days than there was now. They farm a whole lot bigger now.
So now it's not too many little farmers around?
No, not little farmers.
Mm-hmm. Right after 1930, was it very hard to find a job here?
Very hard. There was no work for nobody. And when Roosevelt got in there, he started PWA working and got to give everybody a little job, and sort of kind of, that's where they got started again.
What did most of the people around here do?
What
did most of the people around here do?
They're farming, and lots of them working in San Antonio.
Were there any little odd jobs and things like that?
Not much around here.
You mentioned something about rattlesnakes and things like that.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of rattlesnakes in here. Yeah, in the 30s, lots of them people was catching them rattlesnakes and all kinds of snakes and sold them, so they're making a living out of it. In 25s, that's where it was dry here.
Did you ever catch any rattlesnakes?
I caught one, but when I made one round in the field, and he was crawled out of the sack, and I wouldn't catch no more. Killed him.
How much money were they getting for rattlesnakes then?
I don't know, they was getting, I think they was getting 10 cents that time, pound. And gas was 10 cents a gallon that time too.
Were there very many cars right in this section?
Yeah, there was lots of cars, but Model T's.
Why did you become a farmer?
Because that's all I knew about farming. And so that's what I just kept going and didn't try to work nowhere else.
Can you think of anything that's happened during your lifetime as a farmer? Any particular incident?
No, not hardly. 1925 was a very dry year. But I learned that John made pretty good crop yet. But over here they didn't make nothing.
When did you say you moved here?
1926.
1926? And then you were farming through that time until now?
Always, yeah. In 66, we retired. We didn't farm anymore.
But you still live out here on the farm?
No. Live on the place.
Did you just farm or did you rent also?
Oh, we rented. We always did rent till we bought this place in 44.
You still have cattle?
Yeah, we got a few cattle. But the boy works on the land now and don't be quit.
Did you have to burn your cattle?
No, we don't burn them. Never did.
Could you trust your neighbors?
Yeah, we always trust them.
of disasters that happened during your lifetime?
Yeah, the storm in 1919. But it didn't nobody got hurt, nothing. But in 1930, that tornado went down by Romeo Dam, it sure killed lots of people. It was a bad one. First one I ever saw. It sure was bad. And
in 1942 was...
Oh, yeah, 1942 we had that hurricane, but they didn't have no name for it yet. We ran about the cotton, everything. And we were right in the center of it. Some kind of hurricane, and... But... It didn't hurt nobody, though, otherwise.
Did that make you a real bad year for you as a farmer?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. We lost our cotton that time, but peanuts, we done pretty good on peanuts. Of course, peanuts was through getting already, but the cotton wasn't picked yet.
Is there any other ones that you could think of? You know, floods or...
Oh, yeah. And this flood in 72, that was a bad one in your barn place. Sure killed lots of people and sure done lots of damage. That was in barn place, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Besides the natural disasters, was there anything else that hurt your crops or your cattle?
Yeah, in the potato stick. The cattle wasn't right, nothing. They were sold two calves. Dressed 600 pounds and got only $30 for them. And so the government, they killed lots of cattle and kind of, so they come up, but it took a long time to do it.
Do you think the government should have killed those cattle? Or what's your viewpoint?
Well, they shouldn't have killed them. They should have just stopped raising them, being a little better. It's bad to kill them, stuff like that. It's no good. And then after a while, we had them cut them cotton down. We had a bunch of cotton in the field, and we had to go in the program. We had to cut the stalks down and destroy the cotton. And I didn't believe in that much.
What else has the government done, you know, for the farmer or something to help him through this time?
Well, they reduced the cotton and in order to get more money for it. But in the tides, it was awful hard. It was not much good. Everything was too tight. But now it's pretty good, but then that time was so bad.
Was the price of cotton very high then, after they destroyed it?
Well, I think that's why they destroyed it, because in the 32, the cotton was bringing 4 cents a pound. And we figured it didn't pay the fool with that stuff, and so they cut Letman down, and then in order to bring the price up.
Did you ever think about never planting anything? Would you make more money that way from the government?
What is that?
If you didn't plant, didn't the government pay you not to plant?
Well, yeah, it was all right, but that ain't such a good idea anyhow, because getting money for something that they don't do.
Did you feel that that was almost like welfare, or do you think that that was...
Well, I don't know what you call it. The government just helped the people because they needed help that time.
Mm-hmm. Then it's not really like welfare, since you were working.
Yeah, we were working, but we couldn't get enough for the stuff. Well, no price for nothing.
Are there any things you could tell me about your childhood, Macklemore?
Yeah, when I was about 6, 7 years old, I seen lots of oxen from the hauling wood on a wagon, cordwood. And many a time down to Weimar, Texas. Then I seen them days there was lots of them with wagons and gypsies coming along there, and they was all begging for something to eat. In them days it was pretty bad. But now I don't see none no more.
Did they put on a show?
No, they just come back. They all talk. The women talk, the men didn't do no talking. They just was beggars. And that was in about 1908, somewhere around that neighborhood.
Did they offer to work? Or they?
No, they just begged. They just drove along and just stopped and begged. They didn't want to work. And
did your parents have anything? Did they ever offer them any work? Did they have any jobs open?
No, there was no jobs open or nothing, but they just... Lots of times they didn't get what they wanted them to get. That's the kind of people they didn't want to work.
Was there a very high crime rate?
No, I don't think so. Not like now. Now it's pretty bad.
Like you weren't afraid to walk on the streets at night?
No, we didn't. We were too young. We didn't get around too much.
What kind of entertainment did you have? What kind of entertainment did you have when you were young? Movies or what?
Well, we didn't go much to movies, but in school we just played our games like we do now. And there wasn't much anything around that time.
When was the first movie you went to? When did you go to your first movie? Or something like that?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, I went to the Ring Brothers show at Columbus. That was our first one. That show was nice.
And people didn't move around too much, did they? Travel?
No. There wasn't much to travel because nobody had no car or nothing in them days. It was pretty bad.